Jess, I want to start with an annual event that's very important in our regions, one of our biggest businesses, agriculture, and it's irrigation season coming up.
It is, and Elephant Butte Irrigation District released their allotment figures for farmers throughout the valley, and the dates that they can apply for that water to be released. Our cover, actually, this week is a work of art created by the Irrigation District's media consultant, Karen Ray. She took a sunset photo last week, digitally altered it to create a really beautiful image that conveys the importance of our agricultural history here in the Mesilla Valley. And, of course, the cut line also gives you all the information you need to know about that irrigation allotment, too.
That is a beautiful photo. We had that on our website, too. We move on to something new. You have a new column in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Tell me about that.
Well, I don't know. It's the first time that I've written a column since I became the editor of the paper. The publisher, Richard Colpipe, has a weekly column. He took the week off, not physically. He's been in the office. But he let me write my 600 words this time. So I kind of talked about what 7 weeks of isolation looks like from this end. So if anybody's interested in that, take a look on page 6. And if you're not interested in that, just below my nonsense is old reliable Baxter Black talking about nature films. It's a pretty funny column.
Okay, I always enjoy reading him, and I'm sure I'll enjoy reading about your isolation, something that most all of us can kind of relate to right now, even those of us who are going into the office were otherwise kind of isolated. You also this week, I see, have a report from Mike Cook on a very great organization, Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, Mike saw that the 40th anniversary of Make-A-Wish Foundation was coming up. He hooked up with the local chapter. He put together a terrific story about the work that they're doing, life-changing work, actually, that they're doing. They're a very active chapter, and so we've got some stories of some kids and how you can donate to Make-A-Wish if you'd like to. It's a really heartwarming read. I recommend it highly. It's on page 15.
I'll look for it. I'll also look for this next story. I absolutely love this. Some surprise works of art that have turned up in Las Cruces. Tell me about this.
2 weekends ago, residents of the Tierra Verde subdivision, which is kind of on the entrance to Mesilla, they went for their morning walks, and all the tree stumps in the neighborhood suddenly had these vibrant metal sculptures mounted onto them. And it was a mystery for a short time about who was responsible, but it didn't take too long for people to figure it out. It really makes for a nice walking treat in that neighborhood to see all this stuff. And so Elva Osterreich, she saw the artwork. She went and did the interviews and got the story. We've got some terrific photographs as well.
Speaking of photos, this is something I love in the Bulletin. You work with the NMSU Archives team, and you've dug up some more old photos that are in this week's Bulletin.
Yeah, in fact, this was a really, when Mike Cook approached me with this idea that he had found these photos, and he said they were by a former deputy sheriff and gun shop owner named Jim Flanagan. Well, when I was a little boy, Jim Flanagan's gun shop was where my dad and his friends hung out on Saturdays. And so I remember Mr. Flanagan really well. And these photographs kind of look at Las Cruces in the 1950s. We published 7 or 8 of them in this week's edition. They start on page 22, but there's almost 10,000 of them out there. So Mike, at the end of the story, gives you an idea of how to get on the internet and access this amazing treasure trove of Las Cruces life in the 1950s from the perspective of Deputy Sheriff and gun shop owner Jim Flanagan.
I'll look forward to that. Finally, Jess, I know we have a cause that is dear to your heart, animals. Tell me about that.
Right. On page 26, our Pets and People page features information from both the Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley about their adoption and pet reclamation programs and action programs for animals, their pet food bank, which, of course, they've had to shut down their facility mostly. They're still caring for the animals inside at both of those facilities, but they have to limit and do social distancing and all those things. So there's great information about how to adopt during this time, how to claim a lost pet, and how to participate in the APA food bank. It's all on page 26 of the April 24th edition.
Okay. Jess Williams is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Jess, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you so much.